Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We'll hear from Indonesia, where voters are choosing which of 245,000 candidates can improve the economy, and TikTok, why time has run out in India for a popular Chinese app. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. China's economy grew faster than expected at 6.4% in the 3 months to March, slightly above forecasts, but slower than a year ago. So what does that mean? Linda Yu is a China expert, economist, and the author of The Great Economists.
Worldwide, the global economy is slowing down. So the U.S. Is slowing down. Growth peaked last year. Some European countries have stagnated or gone into recession. So part of that is cyclical. But obviously, the problem there is China has this trade war with the U.S., which isn't really helping. The other side of the slowdown for China is structural. So as China becomes an upper middle income country, growth rates will slow down to levels which are probably close to about 6%, which is actually the new growth target that the Chinese premier has announced. They are going to aim to grow between 6% and 6.5%.
Now, retail sales and imports were lower, and the Chinese government has been spending a lot on infrastructure. So how much has that contributed?
Chinese government policy has cushioned this slowdown. So if you look at a couple of things they've done, they've tried to boost consumer demand. So about $300 billion worth of tax cuts were implemented, and that's geared at trying to prevent consumers from bearing the cost of more expensive U.S. imports because of the China-U.S. trade tension. And the other side of the tax cuts is to help producers who are also hit by higher costs. So that's a very big fiscal stimulus that they've put in. So that's quite a lot of easing, which has pushed and supported retail sales. But also, if you look at the figures in terms of investment.
Is there any optimism on U.S.-China trade talk?
There's quite a lot of pressure for both sides to come to an agreement, and I think the negotiators are feeling that pressure. So in a cyclical slowdown, the last thing you want is to impose tariffs, which are higher taxes on imports, because you're depressing demand at the very moment that you're using fiscal policy and other tax cuts to try and boost the economy. And if they can resolve this trade war, then certainly that will help Chinese growth as well as global growth for the rest of this year, because China is actually the biggest contributor to global growth.
Linda Yu there. Let's do the numbers. Stocks in Asia are mixed after those Chinese growth figures. Crude oil prices, meanwhile, are higher after a surprise decline in U.S. stockpiles and signs of strong demand in China, the world's second biggest consumer. Now, 245,000 candidates, 17,000 islands, and just 8 hours to vote for Indonesia's new president, vice president, as well as national and regional candidates. At a polling station in Jakarta is where we find the BBC's Karishma Vaswani, who says jobs are a central issue for voters.
There are a number of first-time voters in this election. Many of them are millennials, and they are looking to improve their economic prospects. And getting a good job is top of their minds, as you would expect. Now, President Joko Widodo, when he first came into power in 2014, campaigned on a platform of improving economic growth here to 7%, which would create the kinds of jobs you need in this vast archipelago and provide income security for millions of people. Now, that didn't happen. Growth in Indonesia has averaged at around 5% for the last few years. It has been a pretty difficult global economic backdrop, it must be said, so it's been challenging. But I think this is one of the key election concerns for many young people here, and it's the way both candidates have tried to court them with promises that when they are elected, or if they are elected, they will put in place policies that will create more jobs.
Karishma Vaswani in Indonesia. TikTok, a Chinese video app, has been removed from Apple and Google's app stores in India due to concerns over pornography. 120 million users there no longer have access. The BBC's Carrie Allen covers China. So what exactly is TikTok?
It's a very cool, I mean, especially with young people, it's a video app, so you can make short videos, you can add music and effects to them. It's got a lot of features like Snapchat, but it's very fun. You can embed the videos in different social media platforms. It started in China, but a lot of East Asian countries have been getting this app and it's been very popular there. It's been a way of sharing jokes and also your favourite music at the same time. So yeah, it's been very popular with young audiences.
And who's behind the app? Is it connected to the Chinese state in any way or is it totally independent?
It's not connected directly to the Chinese state, but it obviously has a lot of state backing. So it launched in September 2016. And obviously, I mean, China's a huge country, so you've got a lot of different tech companies all trying to develop, and it's a very competitive industry. But TikTok has gained the approval to be affiliated with platforms that are recognized by the state. So, for example, WeChat, which is like China's version of WhatsApp, and Sina Weibo, which is one of the big apps there, which is very similar to Facebook or Twitter. These digital platforms, they fight to have their videos embedded within Sina Weibo or WeChat platforms. So other platforms basically can't get in.
TikTok has been removed from Apple and Google app stores in India. It's also been banned in Bangladesh. It's been fined in the US as well for collecting information. Does this play into the wider worries about Chinese technology?
Oh, absolutely, yes. China sees the US as trying to influence other countries constantly. But there could be concerns as well, because China has increasingly been asking for more information from its apps, which it says it uses to protect people. So things like telephone numbers, passport numbers, etc. So, yeah, there is a security concern.
Carrie Allen there. Now, finally, in a first, Uber will allow female drivers in Saudi Arabia to block male passenger requests. The kingdom lifted its ban on women drivers last June, but with gender segregation still the norm, Uber hopes this feature will encourage more women to drive in Saudi. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.